was a delightful program. Representative Julie Alexander did a fantastic job of setting that up, along with Sarah, Representative Meitner, getting the families there. Some had, you know, going back three generations, and getting a couple of very critical, important department directors, Department of Corrections, our own Heidi Washington and Paul Ageba from the Department of Transportation. It was kind of a dual celebration, and what was nice about it to me is that we were gathered together on a beautiful day, and we weren't talking about rewriting history or erasing history. We were talking about the importance of remembering people and remembering history.
What about the project out there, Mike? Are you satisfied with the way that has gone thus far?
Well, what's a little known fact that I don't talk about too much was when I got into office in my second term in the House, I had some conversations with the Department of Transportation and asked them about what their plans were for I-94 there through Jackson and the exchanges and stuff. Now, I am not taking any credit for the design and the execution. I think that's been done marvelously well. But what I will take a little bit of credit for is I challenged them. I says, so you're telling me this is going to take us through 2027 to get this done, or 2028?
Right.
And I said, well, let's see if we can make that occur a little faster. And lo and behold, we are 2 years away from completing it. So by 2022, end of 2022, in addition to what's already been done, they're committing to having the exchange at I-94 and West Avenue and Lansing Avenue and all that completed.